please introduce yourself.
Okay, my name is Chima George and I'm from Nigeria. I consult with the ACPC UNECA on climate finance issues, and I'm also a youth mobilizing other youth from faith-based organizations for climate action. My views on climate finance and how it gets down to the community, it's to start with, climate finance is very complex. So there are a lot of bureaucratic bottlenecks in assessing it. The governments have to assess it. When they assess it, then they now distribute depending on the project that was submitted for the climate financing. Communities, to be quite frank, not all communities get the finance. The grassroots, it doesn't really trickle down to the grassroots because the country first has to manage to get it. The country first has to manage their resources, and in this time of climate change where we have a lot of disasters happening, flooding and all, so the government is probably looking at, most governments are looking at how to sort out this situation, how they have to move funding from education to sort out disasters, drought and effects caused by climate change. So it causes a problem for Africa because we're still trying to adapt, and in this adapting, we are still developing. So the adaptation is equal to development, and adaptation is development in harsh condition. So that's what we're looking at. So we have to develop. So they're still trying to move the minimal funds they have to sort out their issues, poverty and all that, and now climate change comes. So it creates a problem for Africa. It's a big issue we're facing now, and it's a big challenge we have to look into. Some national governments have set up climate change funds to help in all these issues, and the African Union has also set up a funding for African risk capacity, which entails risk view, and it's funding for drought. It's an insurance scheme to help African countries to fight drought and everything. So those are initiatives that's going to help trickle down to the communities. Those are initiatives. Another example is in Nigeria, Lagos, Makoko. Makoko is a community that is near the water, the Atlantic Ocean, and they have an adaptation project. The house was built on top of the water, schools were built on top of the water to be able to fight climate change. So yes, it is reaching the communities, but there's still a lot of smallholder farmers that are highly affected by climate change, are still trying to get funding for agriculture. And in this new climate change issue of changing precipitation, rainfall and all, it causes an issue for them. But we're working on it. Africa is coming together.